Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 414 for Monday, June 1st. I'm Phil Front-Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was up sharply Monday, as a rally in Chicago soy oil and concerns over frost damage across Western Canada provided support. Canola was up $10 to $19, the July contract up $12.60 at $484.40 per ton. Soy oil in the U.S. rallied sharply Friday and remained pointed higher today as traders reacted to updated targets from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calling for more biodiesel usage. Adding to the strength in canola was a frost event that hit an estimated 10% of canola area across the Canadian prairies over the weekend. While the extent of the damage is still being determined, early reports are pointing to an extensive need for reseeding. Speculative buy stops were hit on the way up, and that added to the strength. However, soybeans in Chicago were slightly weaker, and the great U.S. production prospects did serve to temper the upside potential in canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat was up, soybeans down, and corn had held near unchanged. Soybeans, they're 2 to 7 cents lower, the July contract down 7 at 9.26 per bushel. Weather forecasts remain favorable for crop development and for seeding the last 25% of this year's U.S. soybean crop. That kept the general bias pointed lower. Easing concerns over a labor dispute in Argentina that had supported soybeans last week also weighed on prices. However, the sharp rally in soy oil provided some underlying support for beans themselves and made expectations for rising demand from the renewable fuel sector. Wheat, meanwhile, it's up sharply. The July contract in Chicago, 18 cents higher at $4.95 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a primary driver in wheat, with the frost concerns in Canada also lending some support to the U.S. futures. However, reports of increased export competition from Russia, as that country has now lifted its export tariffs, did put some pressure on wheat. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest also served to keep a lid on the market. Corn, it chopped around both sides of unchanged as soybeans and wheat pulled at the commodity in competing directions. The July contract ended up 1 cent at $3.53 per bushel. The great Midwestern weather did keep corn under pressure to start the week, with roughly three-quarters of the crop expected to hit the good-to-excellent category in this afternoon's report. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June 1st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.